Thank you for calling. How may I help?
Is this Penguin?
Yeah. How can I help you?
Okay. I talked to you just a few minutes ago, and you sent me a list of books.
Hello. May I have your name, please?
Mark.
And
yeah.
To who were you talking before? The name of...
I thought I was talking to you, but I'm not sure.
All right. Tell me a query.
Well, somebody sent me, I asked for a requested list on your website. It says 40 New York Times bestsellers list, okay?
Hmm.
Are you the one that sent that to me?
Okay, so he sent you over the email?
Yeah, you guys sent me an email with
okay.
40. Is, you know, I made a comment that there were, you know, on your website, there's, you say that you have 40 New York Times bestseller books. And one of them on that list is The Thursday Murder Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when I pull that up, it says that it's published by Penguin Random House.
Okay, let
and
me...
My question to you is, are you affiliated with them?
No, we don't work with them. We are separate.
But you list them as your, as that is a book by you, and in fact, it's by them.
See, when there's a work for a book, there are different outsourced work. So our name is not involved with that book, but we
You sent it to me in an email.
Okay, so can you please send for me the name on the email? Who sent you the email?
Burke,
is it Frank Watson?
Burke Stripling Co. at Yahoo. So you
okay.
sent me an email, and it has that on the list. And what I'm thinking is that, you know, I'm beginning to get suspicious that you are not legitimate because that you're not affiliated with that book.
All right, sir. Let me check the query. Can you please confirm me the name over the email? Is it Frank Watson?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me check. Please hold on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, are you there, Mac?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, I'm connecting you with my senior manager,
here.
And she will guide you over that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for holding on the line. This is Haley. How can I help?
I am not really sure. So I called you guys earlier today, and I am trying to, you know, I'm writing a book, and I'm looking for, a publisher, and I understand you're a vanity publisher. I get all that. And I asked, on your website, it says that you have 40 New York Times bestseller authors.
Mm-hmm.
And so Frank sent me an email, Frank Watson, and one of the books on there, I haven't researched the whole thing, but one of the books on there is called, just a second, I'll tell you. It's
mm-hmm.
called The Thursday Murder Club. And then
mm-hmm.
when I looked into the fine print,
mm-hmm.
it is not published by you. It is published by Penguin Random House.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me tell you. We used to work with them back in 2019. But ever since we got separated, we have no ties with them anymore. So we used to work with them till 2019. After COVID, we have no relationships or no, you know, kind of affiliations with them.
But you've listed on your website that that is your book, and this book was published in, hang on, I'll tell you when it's published. I saw it a minute ago, but that's kind of a, I'm concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm here to help you.
It was published in 21.
We have done the major.
So if it was published in 21, why would you list it if you broke from them in 19? You listed it as you published it. That is kind of deceptive.
If you allow me, then I can address your concern and let you know what exactly it means. So that means we and my editor Philip Morgan, who worked his entire shift off for the book, we have done the major part for the book. And obviously, we have the credits. We will take the credits because we did the job for this customer. And no matter if it was published in 2021, still, we will take the ownership of the book and list that on our website. We haven't listed it as a publisher, that we were the publishers, because obviously,
we broke the ties. You've inferred it in the email because I said, send me of the 40 New York Times best-selling authors that you published, send me some of those. So your guy did, and in fact, you did not publish that. And so, you know, it makes me, I mean, it is a huge red flag, and I'm going to put a call into Penguin, you know, into the other Penguin and see what they say.
Yes, please go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because, you know, I think that was very deceptive on your part.
Listen, if we have done something for our client, we will take responsibility of that. If you wish to speak to Penguin Random House directly, you can go ahead and do that. That's your right. I'm not going to stop you.
Oh, I know that. That's right. Yeah. Well, you can't stop me, but also I just think that, you know, you should have a little more transparency, you know, in what you send, that is deceptive. You know, I mean, it's just flat out deceptive.
We have been transparent with you. We have told you that we don't work with Penguin Random House. What else do you expect?
Not until I had to call you out on it. Originally you sent the damn thing as your own work. So don't tell me that because you are completely deceptive.
No, we will take the responsibility of the work that we have produced, okay? We haven't lied to you. We haven't told you that we are Penguin Random House or we are affiliated with them in any way.
No, but you put it on your list of that books that you published. That's
yeah, because
the whole point.
We were responsible for getting that book published. We were the people
yeah,
who worked.
I don't believe that.